Okay, so we are recording now, and for starters, okay. You state your name and your title.
Okay, my name is Jim Van Dyke, and I'm Associate Professor of Art History at the University of Missouri.
All right, now, Jim, there's a movie coming out in theaters nationwide, and it turns out this doesn't happen very often, but some of the main characters have a strong connection to Missouri. Why don't you just start out by explaining a little bit about what the connection is?
Okay. The movie is called The Monuments Men. It's about a group of art historians, architects, artists, and the like, who at the end of the Second World War were put in charge of making sure that art and sculptures and buildings of cultural value weren't destroyed or lost. And this took place in Italy, Germany, France, and Japan. The connection to Missouri is that several of the men who were called Monuments Men, who worked as Monuments Men, were born in the state. Four of the about 300 Monuments Men were born in Missouri, and roughly 10 or so of them eventually worked at museums and universities in Missouri, both before and after the Second World War. So that's the connection. So Monuments Men worked at the St. Louis Art Museum, the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City, at Washington University in St. Louis, and one of them also worked at the University of Missouri.
All right, very cool. And may I ask, what got you interested in these people's history?
I, as an art historian, I work on German painting and politics in the 1920s and 1930s. So that means I work on art between the World Wars and in the World Wars, and I'm particularly interested in what happened to art during the Nazi regime or in the Nazi regime in Germany. So that's, I mean, that the story of the Monuments Men working in Germany and in Europe is really closely related to what I do as a researcher. More generally, this is, of course, part of the much larger story of looting and restitution, which a lot of people know something about. You hear a lot about that in the news, of museums giving artwork back to previous owners, artworks that were stolen or looted or lost or taken by the Nazis, and then sold in the market, and then they make their way into museums. So this is kind of a constant story these days as museums seek to make good on what happened in the past. And so this movie is all about that problem of what happens to art in wars, and how do we protect art in wars. And that's, of course, deeply interesting.
Very cool. Well, why don't we start with the man who has a connection to the University of Missouri. What's his story, and how did he get involved with this?
Okay, right. The Monuments Man who was affiliated with the University of Missouri was a guy named Helmut Lehmann Haupt. He was born in Germany, moved to the United States in the 1920s. He was a specialist in old books, really old books, Renaissance books, medieval books, things like that. And so he worked in a number of places in the United States in the 1920s, 1930s, as a book scholar, as a scholar of the history of books. At the end of the Second World War, this guy, Lehmann Haupt, joined the Monuments Men, not as necessarily primarily as one of the guys who was discovering hoards and caches of art and salt mines and things like that. He was really, above all, put in place in Berlin, Germany, to sort of bring the art world back to life at the end of the Second World War. That was his primary responsibility. A few years after the war was over, he came back to the United States. He worked in New York. And then in the 1960s, so quite a bit after the Second World War, he was invited to Missouri to give a lecture. And the lecture was such a slam-bang success that he was invited to apply for a position in library science. And in particular, his job there was to teach courses and to establish a program in how to be a librarian of rare books. So it's far away from the Monuments Men story, but it's all related in that both as a monuments man and as a professor, as an art historian, his life revolved around the expertise in a certain kind of object, precious objects, which were often stolen during the Second World War. And so that expertise as an art historian, as a historian of books, led him ultimately both to be a monuments man and a professor at the University of Missouri.
And do you know, was being kind of a rare books historian, was that very common at that time? I was just curious.
It was certainly an important field in art history, because when you think about those old books, they're often richly illustrated. They're incredibly valuable and rare. They were works of art. They didn't hang on walls. But they were incredibly valuable, and so one very important branch of medieval art history is the study of books. And that was his thing, and he was very, very well known, and very productive as an historian of books, which is a field of art history, but again, at Missouri, he taught in library science. it's pretty common, if you're interested in those beautiful old Bibles, those beautiful old religious books of various kinds, or bestiaries and things like that, then you're a scholar of books, sure.
All right. And I guess we haven't actually gone over what exactly it is the Monuments Men did yet. Would you explain for our listeners?
Yeah. Sure. I'll try to be brief. I have the feeling I've been wordy, so you'll have to cut. What did the Monuments do? They did a number of things. The movie is going to focus on the effort of the Monuments Men to discover and protect art that had been looted by the Nazis. As the Nazis overran Europe, they looted various kinds of art objects. Both for personal collections and gain, but also because they had this hope to build a giant museum that would showcase their cultural, political, and military supremacy. So they had received millions of objects in the course of the Second World War, sometimes from museums, often from private collectors, especially Jewish collectors. And then as the war progressed and took a turn for the worse, then they oftentimes hid these works away in safe locations like salt mines, say, or in castles and things like that. So the best known thing that the Monuments Men did was to find these collections, secure them from thieves or from further wannabe owners, and then to return them to their rightful owners. That was the first thing, and that's what the movie is going to focus on, at least to judge from the trailers. The Monuments Men also advised military commanders in the field about the cultural value of buildings and bridges in the hope that American forces or Allied forces wouldn't destroy those, because that was bad news, right? You want to be seen as the protectors of civilization, as the saviors of civilization, the guardians of culture, not as the destroyers of culture, not as vandals, that sort of thing. So it was important in many minds at that time to do what one could to avoid destroying such things. So that was the second thing they did, was to say to a field commander, hey, that building over there, it's a Renaissance palace. Don't bomb it, if that's possible. Okay? So that's two. The third thing was, again, after the war, to help a normal art world to reemerge. So the Monuments Men did three things. They secured and returned the hordes of art that had been looted by the Nazis during the Second World War. They advised Allied officers on the value of potential targets and whether or not to target them. And after the war was over, they sought to bring artistic life back to life in Germany.
I think you just did a very good job of summarizing all the work that they did. So, well done, well done. I don't have any more questions at the moment, but do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
Well, the only thing that I've been trying to do in other interviews is to sort of put the Monuments Men into the big picture And so I would say something like this. Why are the Monuments Men important? They're important because they're part of an age-old history of the seizure of culture, the control over culture, and the like. The Monuments Men are part of, well, let me start over again. The Monuments Men are part of a long history of what happens to art in war and conquest. Ever since at least Roman times, art has been regarded as something important, something that the victors take with them after their conquests. We see that over and over and over again. The Monuments Men are a part of that history of war and conquest and art. They're a part of the history of determining who controls art, who tells the story of art. And that is, despite the so-called crisis of the humanities that we hear about a lot these days, that is of fundamental importance, right? Who preserves, who protects, who controls culture, and who has the power to tell the stories about the past, about the culture of the past, in order to orient us as we move into the future. That's kind of the big picture, right? That art has always been a part of war, has always been a part of struggles for power, and the Monuments Men are a part of that history. And that, I think, is more important than anything else about them. That's really huge. That's really important.
And may I ask your opinion, how much do you think these men contributed to saving art in the future? I mean, I do know that, like, you know, the Iraqi Museum was a terrible tragedy.
Right.
But other than that,
exactly. Well, you know, war is art is always in is in danger of being destroyed in struggle. In every war, things, you know, people get killed and objects are destroyed, and so the Monuments Men, they certainly played an important part in making sure that at least a significant portion of what had been transported, what had been stolen, what had been looted, they played an important part in keeping that from being lost. Right? Because imagine if those collections of objects had been not secured, that anyone, regardless of their politics, regardless of what side they were on, might have said, huh, that's a nice book. That looks really sweet. I'll take that, right? And so things disappear that way. And so the Monuments Men, at least in part, were crucial and were instrumental in making sure that the beautiful, valuable, historically significant objects remained in view. And that's really significant.
All right. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add, or anything else we should talk about?
No, I think that's it. My only question for you is, do you think, I'm a professor, I lecture, so I rah, 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 rah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that too wordy, or do we need to go back and try and be more to the point?
Sorry, the scanner's going off in the background. Sorry if you can hear that.
Yeah.
But no,
can you cut that and edit that?